finest reds and greens and golds and whites. Bring a gift for your beloved. And remember, it's not only just a holiday. The Whisper Gazette, Special Holiday Edition. A History of Wonder Makes for a Wonderful History, by Cutlass Nightlinger. Some say the Great Holiday is a celebration fabricated by the Guild of Toy Makers. Others say it was the seamstresses and suit cutters who plotted and schemed to create a day to sell gowns and gloves and silk cravats that would only be worn once. Then, of course, there are those who say it was the confectioner's sugary sweet idea. But the truth is, the Great Holiday was brought to the Meridian Empire by Northern Princess Infinity Larkspur, who married Emperor Xavier Xavier IV during the 7th year of the Xavier Dynasty. Upon moving to the Meridian Empire, Princess Infinity was evidently quite disturbed to find how few days there were for her subjects to simply celebrate, to spread cheer, joy, and love. She believed people needed to make merry, to anticipate, to wish, to give. And so the Great Holiday came into being. Other new holidays were born after that. Princess Infinity turned old myths and stories into holidays in the same effortless way that other royals turned indiscretions into scandalous stories. It is true, the seamstresses and toy makers and confectioners all benefited a great deal from the creation of this holiday. But can't the same be said for all of us? I might have outgrown toys, but I hope never to outgrow joy and dressing up and giving gifts. This year, I confess, I do not have a beloved special someone to give a gift to. But I have a gift ready, just in case my eye is caught at Empress Scarlet's party. In need of a last-minute holiday gift? Some holiday fun? Or holiday magic? Head over to Garland Street, the greatest street in all of Holiday Land. We have sweets, we have treats, and we might even have a few tricks up our puffed holiday sleeves. But hurry! Garland Street is open for one day only. Doors open at dawn on Great Holiday Eve Eve. Sugar plums free for children. Chapter 1. Snow Globes and Granny's Cookies. Later, it would be obvious that uncanny things were afoot in the city of Valenda. Most people inside the famed city couldn't see what was happening. But, as with many things in life, those watching from the outside could see it all perfectly. After the great holiday was over, ship captains who had been at sea would say, "It looked as if a great glass cloche had been placed over the whole of the city, turning it into an enormous swirling snow globe. I swear it on my grandpappy's teeth." The swearing wouldn't be necessary. Even before the great holiday began, ships had already stopped arriving at Valenda's port. Although few people noticed this amid all the holiday fuss and merriment, there was only one young sailor at the docks who thought himself too sensible for holiday cheer. He was only 17, but he wore a smart navy hat that made him a full 2 inches taller. Unlike the rest in the city, who all seemed to have their heads stuck in candy cane clouds, this sensible sailor had noticed the missing ships. And he'd gone off to find another level-headed person to tell. He'd marched importantly through the disturbingly festive port with a list of ships that had failed to arrive. He wasn't going to be distracted by all the larger-than-life candy canes that now lined the streets, the spiced cider carts that seemed to be everywhere, or the people spontaneously breaking into song. But then, he saw it.